This public hearing for Tuesday, February 11th, 2020 is hereby called to order. It pertains to amend the definition section of the land use bylaw to increase the number of residents permitted in small options homes to 6 and the number of residents permitted in residential care facilities to 7 or more. I would like to welcome everyone here this morning. And I would ask that if you have electronic devices, if you would please turn them to the silent mode, if you would. The purpose of this public hearing is to provide any interested person an opportunity to present an oral or written presentation to Council of Region of Queens Municipality with regard to its intention to amend the definition section of the land use bylaw to increase the number of residents permitted in small options homes to 6 and the number of residents permitted in a residential care facilities to 7 or more. The procedure for this public hearing are as follows. A, every person is eligible to speak, but first must be recognized by the chair and must give his or her name and address before commencing. 2, a person may speak more than once, but preference will be given to those who have not previously spoken. 3, this meeting will be conducted following parliamentary procedure. This council uses its own rules of order as well as Borneo's rules of order. I would now ask our Director of Planning, Mike McLeod, if he would give us a brief overview.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, just a little additional background to what you already presented. The Planning Department has received an application to increase the number of residents permitted under small options homes. The applicant, which is Queens Association for Supported Living, has recently purchased the property located at 531 West Street in Milton. And it's their intention to convert the existing single family dwelling into a small options home. The property is currently zoned as general residential R2 under the land use bylaw, which does allow for small options homes in its list of permitted uses. However, in that definition, the small options homes only allow for up to 3 persons within that home. So the applicants are seeking a 4th resident to be located within this facility. So in order to facilitate this request, an amendment would need to be made to the land use bylaw. So under the land use bylaw, there's also a definition for residential care facilities, which is a higher density facility, which allows for 4 or more. So those who may not be familiar with the property, it's located at the western or the northern end of West Street near Botanic. The area is predominantly low density residential, single detached dwellings. There is no intention to change the footprint of the existing building. So as far as the appearance within the existing residential community, there will be little impact on the surrounding area. Essentially, the type of operation that would occur on the property is the residents essentially live as a family unit, so there's really little distinction from the surrounding single-family dwellings in the area. As well, it had already been the intention under the Municipal Planning Strategy and Land Use Bylaw Review, within which we're in the process of amending, to change the definitions under the new documents to allow for an increased number of residents permitted in both the small options homes as well as residential care facilities. It was being proposed that small options homes allow for up to 6 residents and residential care facilities allow for 7 or more. So that had already been kind of on the books for an amendment anyway. So both the staff and the Planning Advisory Committee had reviewed the application and felt that the request was reasonable given the intent under the new documents anyway to increase that number. So staff are certainly fully supportive of the application.
Thank you, Mike. The floor is now open for comments from those in the public gallery. Is there anyone who would like to speak on this issue this morning?
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Council. Everyone. My name is Trina Dexter. I'm the Executive Director for Queens Association for Supported Living, and the address is 44 Pleasant Street in Gilford. QSL believes that everyone has a right to safe and inclusive housing in the community of their choice. Community homes are created to provide a safe and secure place for people to live that gives them the support they need to live with dignity, meaning, and equality. Thank you to Region Queens staff, Planning Advisory Committee, and Region Queens Council for acknowledging and valuing that very important principle of human rights. Inclusive and diverse communities are vibrant and resilient. QSL fully supports the bylaw amendment.
Thank you. Any other member of the gallery would like to speak this morning? Second call for comments. Third and final call for comments. Thank you very much. This issue will appear before council this morning under item 13.1 on our agenda. All information and comments that have been received and heard this morning on this issue will be taken into consideration by council at that point in time. And with that, I thank you for attending, and this public hearing is now adjourned.